groups of people dressed in colors of blue, white, orange, gray, and black move through the city center.
We're lucky to be in the city. They say the war was terrible, that the rest of the world was destroyed. Our founders built the wall to keep us safe, and they divided us into five groups, factions, to keep the peace. The smart ones, the ones who value knowledge and logic, are an erudite. They know everything. Amity farmed the land. They're all about kindness and harmony, always happy. Candor value honesty and order. They tell the truth, even when you wish they wouldn't. And then there's Dauntless. They're our protectors, our soldiers, our police. I always thought they were amazing. Brave, fearless, and free.
They free climb up the side of a building.
Some people think Dauntless are crazy, which they kind of are. My faction is Abnegation. The others all call us stiffs. We lead a simple life, selfless, dedicated to helping others. We even feed the factionless, the ones who don't fit in anywhere. Because we're public servants, we're trusted to run the government. My father works alongside our leader, Marcus.
A middle-aged, stern-faced man.
It all works. Everyone knows where they belong, except for me.
In a simply furnished home, a woman trims the dark blonde hair of a teenage girl, then wraps it into a neat bun.
My mother says there's an art to losing yourself. But I haven't figured it out yet. I'm supposed to never think of myself, to always help others. To never look too long in the mirror.
The woman reveals a mirror and the girl glances briefly at her own reflection.
Are you nervous?
No. How are you? For your test?
No. I was terrified. But I didn't have any reason to be, and neither do you.
The woman tucks a stray strand of hair behind the girl's ear and kisses her forehead while the girl sneaks another look at her reflection.
That's all you get.
The woman covers the mirror with a sliding door.
Rules are rules.
The girl climbs onto a rooftop and looks out at a busy community who, like her, are dressed in gray.
Today, I take the test. I'm scared it'll tell me I'm not Abnegation. That I have to leave my family.
Later, she walks up to a young man.
But I'm even more scared that it'll tell me to stay. For my brother Caleb, it's easy.
Let me help you with that.
He's a natural.
Beatrice, you want to get the other bags?
Sorry.
What if she'd been blind or an amputee? Would you have helped her then?
I was thinking about helping her.
It's not that hard.
For you, maybe.
Just relax, Beatrice. Take a deep breath and trust the test.
Trust the test. Test will tell me who I am, where I belong.
They join other youth outside a wide building with symbols.
Am I smart?
Erudite, an eye.
Kind?
Amity, a tree.
Am I honest?
Candor, a balance.
Selfless?
Abnegation, clasped hands.
Or brave?
Hey. So, all the food that we're not getting, you guys are giving away to the factionless, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a liar. Why are you lying to me? Everybody knows you keep it for yourselves, so why don't you just admit it?
The young man from Candor shoves a member of Abnegation.
I'm talking to you. Are all you stiffs deaf or something? Hey!
Beatrice?
Beatrice steps forward.
Don't.
Caleb holds her back with a hand on her shoulder. Another group of youngsters dressed in black leap out of a slowing train, roll down the short grassy slopes beside the train tracks, and run past the rows of waiting candidates. Beatrice smiles as she watches them congregate before the entrance above which a sign reads, Dauntless, accompanied by the logo of a blazing fire. Later, a smartly dressed woman addresses the entrance seated in a hall.
100 years ago after the war, our founders created a system they believed would prevent future conflict and create lasting peace. Today, aptitude testing, based on your personality, will assign you to one of the factions. While it is our belief that choosing the faction indicated by your test is the best way to ensure success within the faction system, it is your right, tomorrow, at the choosing ceremony, to choose any of the five factions, regardless of your test results. However, once the choice has been made, there will be no change permitted.
Beatrice shares a look with her brother before stepping into a large room. A sturdy cushioned chair fitted with leg rests and scanning equipment is hooked up to a computer console, which is monitored by a casually dressed woman. One of the walls is completely mirrored. Beatrice turns away from it.
What is it with your abnegation and mirrors?
We reject vanity.
Yeah, I know. Sit down.
As the woman helps her settle into the chair, Beatrice notices a tattoo of a bird between the woman's shoulder blades.
I'm Tori. I'll be administering your test. You'll be offered a series of choices to test your aptitude for each faction until you get one result. I wouldn't sweat it. 95% get the faction of their origin, and from the looks of you.
Tori hands Beatrice a shot of bluish liquid.
What is it?
Bottoms up.
Beatrice sniffs the liquid, then closes her eyes and drinks it. She rests her head back in the chair, wincing slightly. When Beatrice opens her eyes, Tori has disappeared, along with the computer and equipment. Beatrice looks around from side to side and sees her reflection. She averts her eyes momentarily, then steps down from the chair and makes her way to the mirrored panels. She stands directly in front of her image and gently holds up a hand against the surface of the mirror. When she turns aside, all the walls are mirrored, producing infinite reflections of herself in whichever direction she looks. Beatrice slowly approaches a reflection and walks in a half circle around her, seemingly exchanging places with herself. When she turns away, she is confronted with a view of her own back. She frowns slightly. At the precise moment she places a hand on her doppelganger's shoulder, she feels a hand on her own. She turns to face another Beatrice. Suddenly, she is surrounded by trays containing daggers or slabs of meat.
Choose. Now. Before it's too late.
Why? What will I do with them?
Choose. Just tell me.
A snarling German Shepherd advances towards her, snapping its jaws. The trays are now empty. She slowly backs away and crosses another of her reflections, moving in the opposite direction. The dog leaps at her, and she twists out of its way just in time. Two identical dogs now break into a run, heading directly for Beatrice. She closes her eyes, kneels to the ground, and bows her head. When she opens her eyes again, a puppy sits before her, panting and cocking its head. Beatrice smiles.
Puppy.
Beatrice looks up to see a young girl, then looks back at the snarling dog. The animal charges at the girl, who flees. Beatrice sprints after them, leaps and grabs the dog in her arms as the pair of them fall through the floor and vanish. She wakes up back in the chair. Tori takes Beatrice's hand and leads her away.
Get up. We're going out the back door before a supervisor comes.
What was my result?
Come on.
What happened?
Tori glances back at the console.
You're going to tell your family that the serum made you sick and that I sent you home, all right?
No, but what was my result?
Abnegation. And erudite, and dauntless.
Dauntless?
Your results were inconclusive.
That's impossible. It doesn't make any sense.
No, not impossible. It's just extremely rare. They call it divergent. You can't tell anyone about this, not even your parents. As far as the world is concerned, you received an abnegation result because that is what I manually entered.
So what am I supposed to do at the choosing ceremony? Today, I was supposed to learn what to do. This was supposed to tell me what faction to choose, the test. We're supposed to trust the test.
The test didn't work on you. You have to trust yourself.
Beatrice stares wide-eyed at Tori, who shoves her out through a back door and shuts it.